Hey everybody, welcome to Poetry Pod. In this, our 8th podcast, we're going to look at the poem called The Loaf by Paul Muldoon. Before you complete the revision worksheet, it might be helpful to take 5 or 10 minutes to carefully read over the poem The Loaf by Paul Muldoon and to highlight the key ideas in the glossary and in the key notes revision cards in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. The poem is called The Loaf, and that is the central image at the end of the poem. Before you write on what the poem is about, think about the situation that is described in the poem. Where is the poet? What is he doing? What can he imagine seeing, hearing, smelling, and so on? What aspect of history is the poet sharing with us in the poem? Is it something to celebrate in history, or something to mourn? In the poem, Muldoon imagines the working lives of the Irish immigrants who worked as navvies digging on the 44-mile-long Delaware-Raritan Canal in the 1830s. The poem gives us brief but very poignant glimpses into a period of history when the Irish navvies engaged in hard physical labour under appalling conditions while battling disease and malnutrition. In your own words, can you summarise what you think the poem was about? The second heading on your worksheet is Theme. The poem evokes many distressing pictures of the Irish navvies who built the canal. What key idea or message do you think Muldoon is trying to make through their story? For example, do you think the poem focuses on the message of hardship, of struggle, of loss, of the lengths people had to go to find work in order to barely survive, if indeed they survived? Another theme might be time, or even change, in that Muldoon, who was born in Ireland, recalls the desperate lives of the Irish poor, in contrast to his own comfortable middle-class lifestyle almost 200 years later. Can you see any other key image or theme in the poem? Decide on one theme and briefly explain in your own words what the poem says about this theme. If you can, make a link between the poem's theme and title and the closing image of the loaf. The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. There are several very descriptive and sensual word pictures in this poem that give us a haunting glimpse into the lives of the Irish immigrants in New Jersey in the 1830s. Make a note of any 3 words or images or lines that you thought were interesting in the poem and give one reason why you chose each one. The fourth heading in your worksheet is imagery. Muldoon vividly recreates the misery and desperation of the Irish immigrants in the poem through very graphic imagery. In a way, the poem is like a small photographic album, with each stanza capturing a particular scene from the reality of the immigrants' lives. But the poem is more than just a series of graphic images. Muldoon also uses sensual imagery. This means that he cleverly recreates different scenes using one of the 5 senses, so that we can imagine, as the poet does, the touch of horsehair, the clink of shovels, the unpleasant stink of the floodplain, the sight of a wretched, starved man, and the taste of bread. Notice that Muldoon refers to using his finger, his ear, his nose, his eye, and his mouth, as he uses each of his senses to imagine and evoke the hardship of the navvies. Make a note of any 2 images that you thought were particularly interesting or striking or moving for you. We move on now to language. When you think about how Muldoon uses language in the poem, you would probably agree that his purpose is essentially to describe the Irish immigrants who arrived into America seeking work and opportunity. It's no surprise, therefore, that the language is descriptive. Think of the following phrases: spots of green grass, or taste the small loaf of bread. You might also agree that the language is conversational. We get a feeling of being in the room with Muldoon, looking over his shoulder almost as he scratches into the hole in the wall and shares with us what he can touch, hear, smell, see, and taste. The language is also quite simple. It is not complex or ornate. In fact, it is quite raw in some places, as in the description of the man hauling horse dung into the rain. Do you think this is appropriate language to use in this particular poem? We move on now to form. The poem is written in the form called terza rima. This is a form composed of tercets, which are three-line stanzas. In this poem, each stanza focuses on one particular sense, as Muldoon imagines various gripping and at times upsetting scenes in the location of the canal. But Muldoon also includes five single lines in the poem. These single lines seem almost to impose themselves on the rest of the poem. They're almost like the horsehair and the plaster. At first you might wonder, what are they doing here? What is horsehair doing in the plaster? It might at first seem to be a bit nonsensical. But when you look into it a little more, you realise there is a purpose to it. So perhaps, like the horsehair, the purpose of these single lines may be to strengthen the image we get of the navvies, the single lines echoing perhaps the songs of the workers as they laboured on the canals. Note too that each single line links with the particular sense mentioned in the stanza before it. For example, stanza 2 refers to the sounds of the men's shovels as they dig out the canals, while the single line that follows mentions a clink. Check to see if you can make similar connections between the other single lines. The seventh heading on your worksheet is sound, and in each terset, lines 1 and 3 rhyme. For example, switch rhymes with itch. Furthermore, line 2 of one stanza rhymes with lines 1 and 3 of the stanza that follows it. You can check the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook if you need some further examples of how the poem rhymes. We move on now to tone and mood. Do you think Muldoon admires the immigrants? Does he feel sorry for them? Or perhaps he recognises their resourcefulness? Do you think there is a tone of pride in the poem at what they achieved despite the odds being against them? In terms of mood then, what were your own thoughts or feelings when you read the poem? Was reading and studying the poem a different experience to reading a passage from a history book? Can you suggest why? Do you think the poet's attitude influenced what you thought or felt about the poem? Write about one or two of these ideas into your worksheet. The final heading is personal response. After you spent time studying this poem in class, what did you think of the poem? Did the poet succeed in creating a vivid picture of the Irish navvies? Did you feel sad when you read the poem? Maybe you admired Muldoon for the creative way in which he imagines the hard lives of the canal workers. Was there any one image that struck you as being particularly striking or powerful?